ओम ज्ञानात्मनं दस्य जनजनसलकाय चक्षुस्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनुविष्टं स्थितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददति सपन्दन्तिकम्. The path of Sri Rupa is the title of my presentation, and it's about basically about the first chapter of Antilila in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are Gaudiya Vaishnavas are known as Rupanugas, which means they are followers of the path of Sri Rupa. So much honor is given to Srila Rupa Goswami by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and everyone considers themselves a follower of his path. Following his path means also following his mood. This first chapter of Antilila is a very mysterious chapter, as I found out when I studied it in preparation for this class. Mysterious in the sense that it proceeds in a very wonderful way to bring us to the goal that is the goal of the Sampradaya, and is, interestingly enough, as Jagatrini Mataji said, and also our Madhavananda Prabhu has said, that it brings us to the lotus service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in a very, very wonderful way. The path of Sri Rupa in its most basic form is completely described in this chapter. The path, including the goal. Before I read this chapter in detail, or rather before I studied it, because there is a great difference between reading something and studying it. When we read something, for instance, I can read some Sanskrit and I can read some Bengali. I can read the letters, but I can't understand anything that I read. So similarly, there are different levels when we read something. There's different levels by which our understanding penetrates. So we can read on different levels, and the deepest type of reading gives us the deepest penetration into the message of the words. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, has given us so much. He's given us the deepest of all messages. He's going to bring us eventually, in the end of the Antilila, to the particular an experience, not just an understanding, because if we read properly with the deepest understanding, we're actually going to get the full experience. With these texts, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Bhagavad Gita, the source of the message is pure and completely potent. And if our consciousness is pure and receptive, we will have a full experience of what the author is trying to give us. And in the final part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which differentiates this book from Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is also a most wonderful book describing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the distinguishing feature is that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Antilila, there is a powerful description or powerful experience of the specific reason, internal reason, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. There is an experience of his internal ecstasies in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And if somehow or another, and this is the goal of reading and hearing properly, if our consciousness, if our chitta, our consciousness, our heart can touch the heart of Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, then we will touch the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in its most intimate fashion. But this touching the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj reveals it, is the highest, the ultimate. And before we can get to the ultimate, obviously and naturally, we have to undergo and follow the path to that ultimate. And that is the path of Sri Rupa Goswami. As I've found, as I've been making my attempt to study Chaitanya Charitamrita, trying to enter into its very mysterious words and pastimes, that the Antya-lila is divided into two parts. The last part, from chapters 14 to 19, is a description of this internal ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but it is described by the outward, the external manifestation of his internal ecstasy. So in this later part, when he is fully immersed, Krishna is fully immersed, Radha Bhava, Suvalalitam, he's immersed completely in the mood of Srimati Radharani, experiencing Varaha Bhav, experiencing the deepest ecstasy as Srimati Radharani experienced it in her separation from Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body undergoes the most unimaginable transformations. Now, when we become frightened, inside there is a reaction that we experience on the external level. Perhaps our body trembles when we become frightened. Perhaps our heart begins to pound when we become frightened. There are external manifestations. Maybe we breathe heavily. With some fear, there are external manifestations of the internal emotions. And what we see mostly in the last part of Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya-lila is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's external manifestations that are so intense. His arms withdraw into his body and he becomes like a round ball. Just imagine the intensity of his internal emotions that are going to cause his bodily limbs to withdraw, to retract fully into his body. And water, tears, the Ganga, comes from his eyes, not in drops, but in actual torrents and streams, like the Ganga comes at Gomuk. It pours, it pushes. From his bodily, the holes in his arms and body, blood begins to ooze. Sometimes there is 6 inches of space between his arm, upper arm, and lower arm. His ecstasies in love are so intense. Love is intense. Spiritual love in Goloka Vrindavan is the most intense. It is the most intimate. It is the highest ecstasy. And there is a path that we are meant to follow And if we follow that path, we will be in this line and come to where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our Srila Prabhupada wished us to go. We can't jump from here to the highest place on the path, but we have to follow the path. So in these chapters 14 through 19, Mahaprabhu's ecstasies on the deepest level are described. And in chapters 1 in Antilila to 13, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings to his intimate devotees, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he described the path not to outsiders, but to his most intimate, trusted followers. Sometimes he used them, as he did with Ramananda Roy in the Ramananda Samvad that we will hear. It is like if you take a musical instrument, a stringed instrument, and you pluck it, if there is another string instrument that is tuned to that same string, that same note, if you pluck this string, that string will vibrate. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heart was being plucked by his desire, and he caused the heart and consciousness of Ramananda Roy to vibrate in such a way that was completely sympathetic to his own heart. So what the path of Sri Rupa and of our acharyas, of Srila Prabhupada, is meant to do is to attune our consciousness to the consciousness of to Prabhupada, to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, to Narottama Das Thakur, and all the way back to Nityananda Prabhu, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the way back to Vrindavan, because we have to have our consciousness tuned to that level. We want to be there, but to go there, be there, is as simple or as difficult as tuning our consciousness to the same consciousness that they have. What is that consciousness? That is what we're going to hear about. And then this is what's going to be described in this chapter. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to use Rupa Goswami in a very wonderful way. And there's a very interesting connection between Ramananda Roy that will come out later in this chapter and what Srila Rupa Goswami is going to say. Srila Rupa Goswami is going to read some of Vidugdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava, which Jagatrini Mataji read to us, Vidugdha Madhava, last year. And what Vidugdha Madhava is a description of what the spiritual world is like, but in a very, very intimate way, meant to be heard by those who are very completely, 100% trustworthy, who don't have the slightest exploitive spirit, because in Goloka Vrindavan, Ekala Ishwara Krishna are Sabha Britya. Everyone else is a servant. There is only one Purushottam, Lila Purushottam in Goloka Vrindavan, and it is not me, it is Krishna. And the fact that it is not me is very hard for a conditioned soul to accept, rather than very hard, it is impossible for a conditioned soul to accept that I am not the center of existence. And that is what it means to be under the control of false ego. That is what it means to be conditioned. And that is what keeps us in the material world. And that is what keeps us from progressing on the path that Prabhupada describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Rupa Goswami is explaining. So this path is very wonderful. But why I chose this to lecture on, it's intriguing to me, and it ended up being more than I expected. Because I read a lot, but when you study again, it becomes much deeper. And usually, or generally, or we can say always, when we study Prabhupada's books, we will find that they are unlimitedly deep. So what happened to me, how I got caught by this, was last year I gave my class, my seminar on Sanatana Goswami, which is the fourth chapter, how Mahaprabhu dealt with Sanatana Goswami. And it was very, very interesting what he did, how he used Sanatana Goswami to teach us. He, in a sense, he gave Sanatana Goswami this disease. He gave him, his most beloved devotee, he gave him a disease that caused Sanatana Goswami's body to ooze pus, and smell terribly. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would embrace him. Now, for me, I would think, oh, how nice. But Sanatana Goswami was such a lover of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was thinking, oh, I'm a servant of Mahaprabhu. He is the Lord. And I, who am so contaminated, am causing him so much inconvenience, touching his body with filth, with dirt, and it caused him so much pain. He was so much tuned to giving his Lord pleasure, it caused him pain to consider that I'm inconveniencing the Lord by touching him with my horrible, contaminated body. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept on embracing him again and again and again and again. And Sanatana Goswami he wanted to kill himself. He couldn't kill himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew his mind. He chastised him. This body that you have is my body. That's how intimate they were. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I want to use you in my service. I want to do so many things. I want to excavate Vrindavan through you. I want to write books through you. And he kept embracing him again and again. And then one day, Mahaprabhu called Sanatan for prasadam. And Sanatan walked on the hot beach in the hot sands, avoiding the shorter path in the temple. And his feet were blistered near the temple. His feet were blistered by the hot summer sands when he got there. And he didn't notice, because he was just enwrapped in thinking that Mahaprabhu has called me to take prasadam. And his consciousness was so absorbed in that, he didn't notice that he had blisters. And Mahaprabhu embraced him again, and he thought, oh Lord, don't do this to me again. My body is horrible. And he embraced him again and again. And then finally, he said, why didn't you come the shorter, cooler way? And Sanatana Goswami said, I didn't want to offend the pujaris of the temple by my horrible body. And Mahaprabhu said, very good, I'm glad that you're showing proper etiquette. And then he embraced him to his horrible body like that. And he said, I'm very pleased with you. But what was he really pleased with? This internal, full consciousness of Sanatana Goswami that didn't even notice the burns because of his absorption, his meditation on his service. And then Mahaprabhu embraced him one more time, and all the sores and disease disappeared. And then Haridas Thakur said, "Now I understand that this was just parikshita. This was just your examination. You were testing Sanatan." Actually, he was teaching us through Sanatan. But that's what he said, and he used the word parikshita. You were examining him. I started reading, deciding what I was going to speak about this year. I thought last year, Sanatan, this year, his younger brother, Sri Rupa. And then I saw that Mahaprabhu tested the same word, parikshita. And I thought, this is very interesting. What is the test that he's going to give? And then by trying to look deeply, I became caught by this wonderful story and wonderful path that is described in this chapter. I'll close by just reading the first 10 verses, which is to evoke auspiciousness, the Mangala Archana. And it evokes such auspiciousness, and we are familiar with most of the verses already. But this is how Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami begins the Antyalila. Pangam langayate shailam mukam avar tate shrutim yat kripa tamaham vande Krishna Chaitanya Ishvaram. And please remember that Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj's heart is completely attuned to Chaitanya through Rupa Goswami, through Raghunath Das Goswami, through Sanatana Goswami, but especially through Rupa and Raghunath. He's completely attuned to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he wishes us to become attuned to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So please listen to these verses as we begin our attunement session. I offer my respectful obeisances. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a lame man can cross over a mountain and a dumb man can recite Vedic literature. My path is very difficult. I am blind, and my feet are slipping again and again. Therefore, may the saints help me by granting me the stick of their mercy as my support. I prayed to the lotus feet of the six Goswamis, Sri Rupa, Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva, Gopala Bhatta, and Dasa Raghunath. Why? So that all impediments to my writing this literature will be annihilated and my real desire will be fulfilled. Glory to the all-merciful Radha and Madan Mohan. I am lame and ill-advised, yet they are my directors and their lotus feet are everything to me. In a temple of jewels in Vrindavan, underneath the desire tree, Sri Sri Radha and Govinda, served by their most confidential associates, sit upon an effulgent throne. I offer my humble obeisances unto them. Sri Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the rasa dance, stands on the shore of Vamsivat and attracts the attention of the cowherd damsels with the sound of his flute. May they all confer upon us their benedictions. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Charja. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.